AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump's lawyers are attacking the case against him a day before the start of the former president's impeachment trial. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The Trump legal team is previewing the arguments it'll start presenting tomorrow. It's accusing Democrats of political theater, arguing the case is aimed at exploiting the Capitol riot's trauma for political gain. The lawyers say the ex-president cannot be held responsible for what his supporters did at the Capitol, and that the case should be dismissed because he's out of office. The trial will open with a vote on whether it's even constitutional to try him. An argument that could resonate with Republicans who want to acquit the former president without being seen as condoning his behavior. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden may be too busy to follow the impeachment.
I think his views of the former president are pretty clear, but he's going to leave it to the Senate to see this impeachment proceedings forward through.
Psaki says the president is focusing on coronavirus economic relief. Who will get stimulus checks?
He had proposed kind of a threshold. There's a discussion right now about what that threshold will look like. A conclusion hasn't been finalized. That will be worked through Congress.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the number of coronavirus cases continues to drop, but she's still worried about spread of coronavirus variants.
We have yet to control this pandemic. We still have this emerging threat of variants, and I would just simply discourage any of those activities. We really need to keep all of the mitigation measures at play here.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is touting a preliminary agreement with the teachers union over coronavirus safety protocols. It could avert a strike in the nation's third largest school district. Alabama Republican Richard Shelby, the Senate's fourth most senior member, announced he will not seek a seventh term in office in 2022. This is AP News. Only a fragment of Americans think democracy is flourishing, according to an AP-NORC poll.
Just 16% of those polled across the political spectrum say democracy is working well. 38% say it's working somewhat well, and 45% say it isn't functioning properly, with those who identify with the GOP mainly saying it worked somewhat well before the election, but not after, while Democrats had the opposite view. Overall, about two-thirds of Americans say Joe Biden was legitimately elected president, but only a third of Republicans hold that view. The poll sampled just over 1,000 people with a margin of error of just under 4%. I'm Julie Walker.
Police in Michigan say a man who died when a cannon exploded in a backyard during a baby shower was within 15 feet of the device when it was fired. Evan Silva was hit by metal shrapnel. Four or five people were in the backyard when the small cannon was fired. The cannon was fired by the homeowner. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.